This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. The Daily Gazette announced on Monday that it is acquiring the Amsterdam Recorder and two weekly newspapers, the Courier-Standard Enterprise and the Fulton County Express. For more information on the acquisitions and the state of the industry, I spoke with the Daily Gazette's publisher, John D'Augustine.
The scope of the deal is the Daily Gazette acquired the Amsterdam Recorder, the Courier-Standard Enterprise, which is a weekly newspaper, and the Fulton County Express, which is also a weekly newspaper. We acquired them from McCleary Media Group. The McCleary Media Group did keep two of its weekly newspapers, the Adirondack Express and the Hamilton County Express. So that company is not, going away altogether, but we have been working very closely with Kevin McCleary and his group for the past few years. We print them, we deliver the newspaper. And so as soon as Kevin was ready to sell the products, we were more than happy to buy them.
What will the editorial oversight look like at, especially the Amsterdam Recorder, now that it's owned by the Gazette?
Well, the Amsterdam Recorder is going to continue to be a local newspaper serving the greater Amsterdam area. This is part of our commitment, the Daily Gazette Company's commitment, to support outstanding local journalism. So it's our intention to have Miles Reed be the editor, who's the editor of the Daily Gazette, but we're going to keep reporters in Amsterdam, and the title's going to stay the same, and the newspaper is going to hopefully be improved. We have quite a bit more resources than the McCleary Group had, so we hope to even serve the people of Amsterdam a little better than they were being served. And it's going to be a different newspaper completely than what you would see in the Daily Gazette.
Will there be any cuts in staff?
Well, that's hard to say right now because the McCleary Media Company is going to stay functioning. So we plan on talking to all the people that are working with the Amsterdam Recorder, but with the staff there, I'm not sure if they had. It's hard for us to say right now. We would like to pick up, all the reporters we can from there, and we're going to work on that. So to say whether or not Kevin's going to decide he doesn't need as much staff, or that would be too early to say.
The announcement of this deal did not include any financial terms. Is there anything you can say about what the Gazette paid for these properties?
I would rather not share that. We're both privately held companies, so we don't share our financials.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did the Gazette close its Amsterdam bureau not long ago?
We did. We did have an office in the mall in Amsterdam, and we closed it a couple of years ago. We did. And we closed the office in Boston Spa that we had as well.
So why is the paper now reinvesting there?
Well, we had the bureaus because it was more difficult for reporters and advertising salespeople to do their work from the field. So that's why we had the bureaus. It was a place for them to work. Now, with technology, it's just completely unnecessary to have a bureau where somebody has to go in and sit down. I mean, all of our software programs are on the cloud, so people can work from home, work from a coffee shop, work from the customer's business. So the bureaus became kind of obsolete. The reason why we're investing in Amsterdam is because we believe in that community. It's a great community. It's had some struggles over the past few years, as we've all reported on, but it's right in our backyard, and we believe that they deserve a community newspaper, and it fits in our mission to supply that outstanding local journalism. So that's why we invested in Amsterdam. It's not going to be the Daily Gazette. The Daily Gazette's going to continue doing what we do, and we do cover Amsterdam, but not to the extent of having your own local newspaper.
Do you expect a lot of stories to be shared between the two papers?
No, I don't think a lot. Just for space concerns, the Daily Gazette has to cover, you know, we cover everywhere from Saratoga, northern Saratoga County, all the way through Schenectady and Fulton and Montgomery County and Albany County. So, you know, there's just not going to be a lot of content that would be shared.
What can you say about the state of the industry right now? It's a very interesting time to be acquiring newspapers, as we've all talked about at length, you know, in terms of the growth of the web and, you know, the demise of print products. What can you say about why the Gazette is making this purchase?
Well, I guess you're saying that it's a perfect time to buy, right? No, I'm just kidding. So so we found a formula that works for us. We do pretty well with our print product. Our volumes have gone down some. Our web products and our digital subscriptions grow every week. And that is something that, you know, we're putting a lot of emphasis on. But we also have other businesses around the Gazette. We rent out our building. We have a sign company. We have an events business. And all those are successful. And when you put all of these things together, you know, we've been able to create a profitable, sustainable business that goes to our core mission. And I keep saying this, and it's true. Our owners are committed to local journalism. So as long as our model works really well, as it is now, we'll continue to invest and expand in the journalism area. And we see that happening. You know, we hope to expand our sign business in Amsterdam and our events business and all of our other businesses.